Hey everyone, this is your girl Sharifa, aka Sharif, and welcome to the I'm Good Podcast, or in better words, the I Feel Good Podcast. If you are new here, welcome to the family. This is a podcast where I explore topics on mental health, physical health, nutrition, and everything in between. So if you're trying to get right and stay right mentally, this is definitely the place you want to be. And wait, before I begin, here's some quick info. Why did I name this podcast I'm Good? Simple. Because as people from a cultural standpoint, whether we are down or happy, our favorite response to friends, families, or strangers is I'm good, even if we're not. It's completely normal not to feel happy all the time. But in the midst of whatever you go through, the saying I'm good can elaborate to so many different meanings. So yes, this is the place to be whether you are down, happy, excited, and everything in between. I'm here to dish out knowledge, talk about current topics, and of course, lift you up. So feel free to go ahead and subscribe, share this podcast, leave a review, and tell a friend. Now let's go ahead and get started on today's show. Hey guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain to you really quick. First of all, for starters, it's free. Yes, I said it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And I know most of you guys have a phone or computer, so it's so easy. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So make sure you download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey y'all, welcome back to the I'm Good Podcast. I'm your host, Shree. If you are new here, what's good? What's popping? If you are a returning listener, what's good? What's popping? Shout out to my I'm Good fam. And if you're not aware of who the I'm Good fam is, the I'm Good fam is all of my listeners who have tuned in, whether or not it's one episode or you tune in each week, you are part of the I'm Good fam, the I'm Good crew. So shout out to all of my I'm Good fam for checking in and listening and tuning in to the I'm Good podcast. So if you are new here, you know, I definitely hope that you stay for a while. And, you know, after you finish listening to this show, you know, feel free to go back and listen to other episodes. Crazy, y'all, that I can't even believe that, you know, last week was the 100th episode. So today is episode 101. So if you are new here and you like what you hear today, you know, feel free to go back, you know, after you listen to this episode, or you can stop in if you want to start from the very first episode, which launched March 13th of 2020. You can certainly do that. But yes, thank you. You know, nonetheless, for stopping by and listening to the I'm Good podcast with your host, me, Shree. Also, too, this podcast is sponsored by www.allthingsshree.com. All Things Shree offers apparel that is meant to inspire, motivate, and uplift you. So the apparel is meant to make you feel good on the inside and also look good on the outside. So that is my online store, if you're not familiar with it. But for all of my listeners today, I do have a special promo code. Use promo code I'm Good Fam at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order. Once again, use promo code I'm Good Fam at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order. Also, too, if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you know, feel free if you have not done so. So if you have not done so, this is your time. Go ahead and leave a rating. Like on Apple Podcasts, it's literally just stars. So that takes literally seconds. Or if you want, you can leave a review. If you want, you can leave both. So if you're listening to this right now, you've been a part of I'm Good Fam. Hopefully you have already left your rating and review. So make sure you guys go ahead and leave a rating and review. It will be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. It lets me know what are some things that you guys like or maybe dislike from the show, or just overall, just some things that, you know, could improve upon, or maybe some things that you guys would like for me to talk about more. So, definitely go ahead and leave a rating review if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. But I already know I do have a lot of listeners from all over, and I know a lot of our listeners, a lot of the listeners, you know, I know a lot of you guys definitely listen to the podcast. Y'all listen to this podcast like through various podcast outlets. So,
whatever outlet that you use, you know, feel free to leave a rating review. But the main ones I typically just say is Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because those are like the main ones people, you know, are aware of. And like I said, as you leave a rating review, it helps this podcast to grow even more. And it also will help, it will also be able to help other people as well who may need help in the field, in the areas of health and nutrition and just overall mental health. So yes, y'all, go ahead and do that. And then also too, if you have not done so, make sure you guys go ahead and share this podcast. So share. You can share it on your Instagram, share it on your Twitter, wherever you can share it. Listen, you can share with your family, your friends, whoever. Go ahead and share it. And then also follow the Instagram page. Please don't get on me. I know y'all, I'm working on it. My Instagram page. I know I keep saying that. But the Instagram page is I'm Good Podcast. So on Instagram, it's I'm Good Podcast. And you can go ahead and head over there to follow the official Instagram page of the I'm Good Podcast. So let's start off with how's my week. Let's start off with my week. Today is Friday, April 1st. So today's also April Fool's Day. So happy birthday to everyone who is going to be celebrating a birthday this month. So shout out to all of the April babies out there. I just finished my month of March, which is my month. But happy birthday to everyone who will be celebrating a birthday this April. So happy April 1st. New month, new goals, a new outlook, new perspective, a fresh start, a reset. Listen, y'all, it's needed. I know for me, you know, I feel good because I feel a shift coming. I feel a shift changing for me. And, you know, we all go through different seasons in life, you know, good, bad, and just some that are just like, they're all right. But I really believe that as you continue to push and just, you know, do the best that you can do. And like I said, y'all, I'm human. I've been dealing with my own things, but I'm just like really learning, like, just do the best that you can do, and whatever the best looks like for you, okay, that's fine. And the best looks different for every person. And I think, you know, some people don't understand that. Some people be like, well, how come you can't do this? But we all have our limits, and we all have what we can do or what our best is. So just do the best that you can do. And I promise you, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, you are going to come out of it stronger. Okay. You're going to come out of it stronger, smarter, and you're just going to come out of it, period. Okay. So it's a new month, new goals, a new outlook. And listen, we're going to tackle April. We're going to do what we can do to make this the best month of our lives. Also, too, in regards to like me, in regards to, I think I mentioned it on a previous podcast. This month, I'm really trying to focus on adhering more strictly to a plant-based diet. I am pescatarian. My four-year anniversary actually, I believe, was on March 21st, which I forgot. But this month, I really want to, you know, focus towards, you know, a sugar-free and dairy-free type of diet, and just really focusing just more on like the raw foods. And so, because I'm making like a lot of shifts and changes in my diet, I wanted to talk about, you know, the benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet. And so an anti-inflammatory diet for me is important. One, because I have an autoimmune disease called type 1 diabetes. So, and there's also just some other reasons too, like why I do want to adhere to an anti-inflammation diet. But today's topic, I wanted to go back into nutrition because I think it is important. You know, it's two things that I love. I love talking about all things mindset, and I also love talking about all things nutrition. Those are like my babies, nutrition and mind, healthy mind, healthy body. Those are like my babies. I just really, really love talking about those two. And even though I do talk about those two, nonetheless, y'all, I'm not perfect. I'm not like an expert or any of that area. I'm just, you know, applying what I've learned in my past personally, and also just through education and academics. And I'm just, you know, utilizing that information to help other people as well. First things first is I want to talk about, well, today's podcast episode is the benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet. So basically, when you eat foods that are high in inflammation over time, it can cause the immune system to attack healthy cells and tissue. And we don't want that. So when that happens, it can lead to many illnesses such as heart disease. It can lead to cancer. It can lead to type 1, type 2 diabetes or gestational. It can lead to sinus problems. It can lead to arthritis. So inflammation, we don't want inflammation, okay? Like, inflammation in our body really can lead to a lot of chronic conditions. And not to say that, you know, by no means, I'm not saying that if you strictly go on an anti-inflammatory diet, it's going to cure everything. But you may notice that you might start, you know, feeling better and doing better. So for the sake of today's podcast, I just wanted to talk about, you know, some of the benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet. The first benefit of, you know, eating foods that are anti-inflammatory is you might notice that you may have more energy. So when you eat foods that are rich in, you know, vitamins and, you know, foods like, you know, if you eat like a lot of vegetables and fruits and things like that, you'll notice that you have a lot more energy versus foods that can cause inflammation, such as, you know, meat, processed meat, red meat, fried foods, dairy. A lot of those foods, when you eat them, can cause you to have lower energy. Like for me personally, I love macaroni and cheese. I love, love, love macaroni and cheese. But when I eat macaroni and cheese, I never feel energized. When I do eat macaroni and cheese, it's more so like, okay, like I'm tired. I'm like, okay, time to sleep. Like I love it, but it's the cheese. You know, you put the milk in the macaroni and cheese. You also, well, also too, the noodles are also high in carb. And then also the cheese is also dairy. So, you know, eliminating foods such as, you know, or reducing the amount of dairy that you eat and reducing the amount of meat that you eat or reducing the amount of fried foods that you eat, you may really notice that, you know, you may have more energy. Another benefit of an anti-inflammatory diet is that you may also notice that you might feel better. Like in regards to feeling better, I mean, your mood, like you may find that you're more not only energized, but you're more happier. You are more likely to want to do things. You may also notice that your confidence might go up. A lot of times when we eat foods that are not good for us, or if we're just dealing with, you know, health conditions or whatever it may be, because I know I'm like this, you don't want to do nothing. Like you already, like for one, if you're already dealing with a health issue, like for me, type 1 diabetes, and then on top of that, you know, the food that I'm eating is, you know, making my mood go down, I'm really like in a double whammy, like where I'm like, okay, for one, I'm annoyed with my diabetes today. And then two, I'm not feeling well. So, you know, sticking to or trying to adhere to anti-inflammatory diet can certainly boost your mood, especially if you feel like, you know, you've been like in a rut or if you've been moody and you feel like, okay, what is it that I can change? I can definitely say change your diet. And I know I talk about this plenty of times, you know, how food can affect your mental health. Change your diet and I guarantee you will see a change. The next one on my list in regards to benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet is that, you may also notice that you have better blood sugar control. Now, this one is more so for like my diabetics, people out there who have diabetes. But if you know someone who has diabetes, this information is very important as well. So, you know, someone that's a diabetic like me, if I, you know, adhere to an anti-inflammatory diet, what I'm going to notice is that my blood sugar levels are more stable. Because with me, when I eat like fried foods or if I eat foods like simple sugars, such as pastries, white bread or candy, anything like that, my blood sugar goes up. And then when my blood sugar goes up, in turn, I feel very tired and sluggish. And that's because that's one of the symptoms of high blood sugar. So even though you may not have diabetes per se or anything like that, when you do eat foods like simple sugars, such as cupcakes, cakes, anything like pastries or anything like that, you know, your blood sugar does rise. It may not rise to the point of where my blood sugar may go to because I'm a diabetic, but, you know, it is a little harder for, you know, the insulin to work in your body. Hence why a lot of people who might be overweight or anything like that, they may develop type 2 diabetes because the body just can't work as properly because there's a lot of fat around their stomach or whatever it may be. So, you know, if you are a diabetic, if you know someone that is a diabetic, you know, I would definitely say, you know, they can, you know, find, there's tons of books, there's tons of information out there, but, you know, suggest to them, you know, possibly, you know, adhering to anti-inflammatory diet, whether that means, you know, they stick to it maybe two times a week or try it out once a week, you will definitely notice, because I know I've noticed it for my own blood sugar control. You'll definitely notice that, you know, sticking to foods like your greens, your greens, dark leafy greens, sticking to vegetables, just sticking to more, you know, complex carbohydrates, you know, your oatmeal, foods that are not going to raise your blood sugar, you're definitely going to notice a difference in regards to your overall health, in regards to like your diabetes, your energy levels, and also your mood. The next one on my list is that an anti-inflammatory diet can also help lower your cholesterol. So if you're someone who is, you know, dealing with, you know, high cholesterol levels, or if you're borderline high cholesterol levels, or if your cholesterol levels are just not in a good range, you know, adhering to an anti-inflammatory diet is really, really good. Because once again, like I said, inflammation in the body over time can cause the immune system to attack healthy cells and tissue, and we do not want that. And so cholesterol comes from anything derived from an animal. So that's why, you know, it is important, you know, if you can, to cut back on meats and just, you know, meats, dairy, anything that's derived from an animal is going to have cholesterol. And one thing that I did learn in my studies was that, you know, our body makes enough cholesterol, so we don't really need to add any extra cholesterol. Now, also too, you know, there are foods, if you are worried about, okay, well, I still need some cholesterol, there are still a lot of foods. Well, it will be basically considered like processed or baked good foods. But I was gonna say there are a lot of foods that still can contain cholesterol. But yes, so that's where cholesterol comes from. So think of this way, anything that's derived from an animal has cholesterol. So that's why, you know, anything with dairy, cheese, you know, those type of foods are high in cholesterol. You know, your meats, your processed meats, foods like that are high in cholesterol. So, but if, you know, you're working to lower your cholesterol, or, you know, if you have a family history of high cholesterol, or if you just want to make sure that you're at the healthiest point of your life, you know, definitely look into adhering to an anti-inflammatory diet. Number five, you know, another benefit of this type of diet is it can help you get off your medication. So if you're on medications for, I'll say diabetes, you know, whether it's type 2 diabetes, type 1 is a little different because I am on insulin. That's a little different. But if you're on medications for type 2 diabetes, for any heart conditions, any type of illness that you feel that has to do with inflammation, if you start to follow anti-inflammatory diet, you might start to notice that you may not need as much of the medication that you're taking. So if you're taking like 100 milligrams of a medication, you may only need half. Now, I'm not no doctor by any means. I'm not no healthcare professional or anything like that. But I am saying that you may notice a difference. Because like even me, like there's this medicine that I was taking. And like as I lost weight, my doctor has said to me, was like, oh, well, did you lose weight? And I'm like, why? She was like, oh, well, you know, this number, you know, your numbers have improved. Wait, does that make sense? It was something like that. I can't think. But I remember she had asked me, did I lose weight? Because my numbers had improved and it looked like I was taking too much of the medication, if that makes sense. But overall, as you start to take care of your body, you know, intentionally take care of your body and your health, you won't need as many medications as you think that you need. Like a lot of times doctors will, you know, that's kind of the band-aid. Or sometimes, like I said, some medications you do need, okay? Some medications you do need. But those medications where you feel like, you know, I can get off of this if I just make a lifestyle change, there you go. So adhering to an anti-inflammatory diet can certainly help you get there with, you know, getting off meds. You also will notice that you may also have better health results, better lab results when you go to the doctor. And then also lastly, too, it can also help you lose weight. So with an anti-inflammatory diet, it's focusing on, you know, foods that aren't unhealthy. I mean, that's really what it is. It focuses on foods that are not, not unhealthy. So like I said, I'm not going to go through the list because there are plenty of podcast episodes where I did talk about this, even though I will repeat these again, but you know, your avocados, your spinach, those type of foods are very healthy. Oranges, you know, your fruits, your vegetables, you can do quinoa. There are a lot of foods, and I will definitely do a podcast episode on foods to eat, for anti-inflammatory diet. But yes, y'all, so with those type of foods, you know, those are not fatty foods. So yes, indeed, you are going to lose weight. And then on top of that, it is very, very important as well with this diet that you drink plenty of water, because water can help you feel energized. It helps flush out toxins. And overall, it will just help you feel good. So try to stay away from sugary drinks if you can. Try to stay away from pop. From where I'm from, it's called pop. I know some people call it soda. We call it pop. But try to stay away from them drinks if you can. I mean, if it means that, you know, like each day you maybe drink about 3 sodas, cut it down to 1 soda, or maybe cut it down to 2. But do what you can, you know, control what you can control. And that's something that I've been learning so, so much just, you know, just in these recent months and just over the past years. You know, it's just that life is really about controlling what you can control. You know, obviously, things are not really in our control per se, but in an instance, though, we can control something. So I would say control what you can control. If you know you want to get off meds, you know, look into an anti-inflammatory diet. If you know you want to improve your mood, or you want to feel better, if you want to, you know, get back into dating, or if you're single, you're looking for someone, but you want to, you know, maybe you don't want to go out there looking for somebody because you've been feeling down. Like, do something for yourself, like do inner work, because this is more inner work. You know, a lot of times we focus on the outer work, which is fine. But I'm learning this, that if you focus on the inner, it will spill out into the outer. A lot of times what we do is we think that the outer is going to fix the inner, but that's really not the case. And I feel like, unfortunately, that's what society makes us think, is that, you know, as you, you know, fix the outer and get nice clothes and all that, it's going to make you a better person. But that's not the case. It's really about the spirit, and the spirit is inner. The spirit is not out there. But the thing is, when you meet somebody that's good spirited, it feels like you can feel their presence, because whatever's in you just, you know, falls, just comes out of you. So, but yes, y'all, those are just some benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet. I will probably make, maybe next week's episode, I am going to do an episode on like the different foods that you can eat. And like I said, if you have listened to this podcast before, you already know I've discussed a lot of these foods. But nonetheless, I am going to do another podcast episode, you know, definitely to talk about the different foods that you can eat. And then once again, like what you can do with the foods, whether or not you can make smoothies out of it, a salad or anything like that. I'm definitely going to touch on that. So this week's quote of the week is, So this week's quote of the week is, what you deny or ignore, you delay. What you face and accept, you conquer. Once again, I'm going to say, what you deny or ignore, you delay. What you face and accept, you conquer. All right, I'm good, fam. You already know what time it is. We are now at the end of this week's show. And I hope this information was helpful, insightful, and everything in between. And do not forget to go ahead and subscribe to the I'm Good podcast. Share this podcast. Leave a review and tell a friend. Tell your boo, tell your bae, tell your husband, tell your wife, tell your grandma, tell your granddad, tell your best friend, tell your coach, okay? Tell your soror, tell your frat, but listen, tell somebody, okay? And thank you guys once again so, so, so much for listening. And I will see all of you beautiful people next week. And that's on period. Bye-bye.